American regulators have key players in the world of crypto in their sights. The Securities and Exchange Commission has issued a warning to Coinbase, the largest crypto exchange in this country. In another case, the SEC accused celebrities of illegally touting cyber tokens. So what's going on? Let's ask Mike Regan, senior markets editor at Bloomberg. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
A lot of enforcement actions against different players in the cryptocurrency business. Is there a larger framing narrative that connects them?
Well, I think the biggest story, Scott, is that the Securities and Exchange Commission, especially the chair, Gary Gensler, seems to have determined that they believe many cryptocurrencies are actually securities, you know, similar to a stock or bond that's issued in the traditional markets. And as such, they need to be registered with the SEC for approval and then subject to a whole host of regulations that come along with that. And that's kind of a new thing for the crypto industry. You know, this industry flourished without any of that government oversight because, especially when you start with Bitcoin, it didn't really look like a security. But then, since then, there's been hundreds, thousands of other tokens introduced to the markets, and many of them look to the SEC more like a security. Yet they're out there trading in the wild on crypto exchanges without any approval from the SEC or any of the oversight that comes with it. So that's the big sort of regime change that's going on, is that the SEC is saying, look, you need to play ball with us.
Let's talk about the exchange a lot of people have heard of, Coinbase, one of the largest. The SEC issued what's called a Wells notice. What is the accusation there from the regulators?
So we'll have to wait until and if a complaint is actually filed against Coinbase to see the details. But it all relates back to that notion that many of these tokens, in the eyes of the SEC, are likely securities. And Coinbase should not be allowing them to trade on their exchange until they get approval from the SEC.
Okay. There's also a case involving celebrities, including Lindsay Lohan, accused of illegally touting crypto tokens. What's the story there?
Yeah, it's, again, these celebrities basically went on social media and touted some tokens connected to a crypto project called Tron. Basically saying, you know, positive things about these tokens on social media and not disclosing that they were being paid to do so. And again, if you consider these things securities, then that's a disclosure that these people were supposed to have done. And by not doing so, the SEC is saying they broke the law.
Yeah. Okay. And briefly, I mean, we have seen the collapse of FTX, and regulators have been accused of being kind of late to seeing what's going on here. Is there a sense, perhaps, that the regulators are trying to play catch up here to this industry that's just expanding?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, Coinbase's argument back is, look, we've been asking for clarity on this for years. We're a public company. We detailed all this in our documents with you. You know, what's taking you so long?
Yeah. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.